NYC gallery owner predicts Hunter Biden's artwork will sell over double its worth because of his family name. By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2021. A New York City art gallery owner predicts that Hunter Biden's latest venture as a full-time artist will prove to be profitable, with his art selling significantly over its actual value because of his family name alone. Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's scandal-ridden son, is now reportedly engaged as a full-time artist and is already working with a Soho art dealer, who reportedly has some ties to China, George's Burgess. Burgess is expected to hold a private viewing displaying the president's son's work and will hold an exhibition in New York in the coming months. Prices for Hunter's artwork range from $75,000 to $500,000, according to ArtNet. Alex Acevedo, owner of the Alexander Gallery in Midtown Manhattan, told the New York Post he believes Hunter's venture will prove to be profitable, and not just because of the pieces themselves. "I've been in the art business since 1956, Acevedo told the outlet. "I'm not impressed with modern art at all. But I was floored by that guy," he said, describing the palette as wonderful and adding that he would buy a couple of them. "And anybody who buys it would be guaranteed instant profit," Acevedo explained, suggesting the Biden name will play a hefty role in the prices of Hunter's pieces. "He's the president's son. Everybody would want a piece of that. The provenance is impeccable." Acevedo told the Post that Hunter's pieces would typically have a range of $25,000 to $100,000, but his family name plays a significant role on the price point. The art consultant said he expects some of the works to possibly top $1 million in the end, the Post added. His remarks coincide with the news of the 51-year-old Hunter laying low in his Los Angeles home, focusing on his artwork. "I don't paint from emotion or feeling, which I think are both very ephemeral," Hunter Biden said of his work. "For me, painting is much more about kind of trying to bring forth what is, I think, the universal truth. The universal truth is that everything is connected and that there's something that goes far beyond what is our five senses and that connects us all," he told ArtNet. "The thing that really fascinates me is the connection between the macro and the micro, and how these patterns repeat themselves over and over," he continued, explaining that art is not a tool that I used to be able to, in any way, cope. "It comes from a much deeper place. If you stand in front of a Rothko, the things that he evokes go far beyond the pain that Rothko was experiencing in his personal life at that moment," he added. However, Hunter's latest venture triggers ongoing concerns that he could be trading on the Biden family name as he and other members of the Biden family, identified by Breitbart News senior contributor and profiles and corruption author Peter Schweitzer as the Biden Five, have allegedly done in the past. As Breitbart News detailed, Hunter's entry into the art world follows years of his endeavors in the world of international finance, where he has been criticized for engaging in business ventures with countries at a time when his then-vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those countries. One of the most well-known examples of this centers around Hunter's involvement on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, which paid him tens of thousands of dollars per month despite his lack of experience in the energy sector or Ukraine in general. At the time, Hunter's then-vice president father was the point person negotiating U.S. policy with Ukraine. After leaving office, Joe Biden later bragged about how he threatened to withhold U.S. assistance to Ukraine unless Ukrainian officials fired a prosecutor who had launched a corruption investigation into the company that had hired Hunter. Hunter also came under criticism for his lucrative business dealings with state-owned entities in China, as Breitbart News senior contributor and Secret Empires author Peter Schweitzer has reported in detail. Schweitzer said Hunter's latest project could, very well, turn out to be a continuation of how he has been suspected of operating in the past. Hunter Biden was repeatedly hired and given deals by foreign entities that he was clearly not qualified for in the hopes of getting favors from his father, the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, president told Breitbart News. "It is not a stretch to believe that foreign entities will pay for or commission his works of art at inflated prices to do the same." Last year, a bipartisan Senate investigation identified money laundering in the art world as a significant issue. Secrecy, anonymity, and a lack of regulation create an environment ripe for laundering money and evading sanctions, a report by the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations determined, adding, Given the intrinsic secrecy of the art industry, concluded, it is clear that change is needed in this multi-billion-dollar industry. Interestingly, art consultant Martin Galindo told the Post that he is not a fan of Hunter's work but predicts Hunter will do well in the market, adding, because this industry is very much about, what's a simple way to put this, it's like clout.